If you have two horses, the one on the left is called the
lead horse.
Alright. If something's right, not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
way off.
Okay. Now don't touch the cord, okay?
Leave it alone. I'm going to spank you. Alright, be quiet.
You can stay here if you won't touch the cord, okay? But you can't touch it. Alright, if you say you've been traveling, but you've nowhere near finished your journey, you'd say we still have
a ways to go.
Oh my. If a person slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell.
Fell flat out of his back. Fell on his back.
Okay. How did you say it before?
Flat out of his back.
Okay. Or another word?
Fell down.
I'm talking about like directions. If you fell this way, you fell.
Oh, forward, backwards.
Okay. And?
Frontwards.
Alright. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you might say, well, you can find that just about
any place.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Row, hoe, farrow.
Okay, how about furrow?
Furrow, that's the word. That's what I'm looking for.
When you're thinking of harrow?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have a good yield of something, you say we raised a big...
crop.
All right. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land to make it farmable, what did you do to the land?
Clear it.
Okay. We just tied up into a...
sheaf? I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh. And do you know what sheaves are tied up into?
No.
Have you ever heard of a shock?
Yeah. I only heard it with corn, though.
Okay. And is a shock some sheaves, or is it...
I would think it'd be the same thing, rather.
As a sheaf?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. How about we just pronounce this?
Thrash.
Okay.
Thrashed.
If you and another man have to do a job together, when you told him about it, you would say,
You and I. You and I must do it together.
Okay, something like that, fine. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him to another person, you'd say, this job is for...
for him.
No, it's still, well, you two have to do it together.
No.
This job is for?
For us to do.
Okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know it's your voice, and so you just say, it's?
It's me.
All right. Comparing how tall you are to someone else, you say, he is not as tall as?
I am.
All right. And if you're comparing in the other direction, you might say, I'm not as tall as?
As he.
If you're comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it much better than...
than I.
Alright. If something belongs to me, it's...
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, it's...
it's ours.
To them?
Theirs.
To him?
His.
To her?
Hers.
Okay. If you were invited to a party but you didn't go, and you wanted to find out about the people there the next day, you might ask, what would you ask?
Who was there?
Would you ever say, who all had been there? What did you ever used to say?
I don't think so.
Okay, and again...
you might say, yeah, I guess so, who all was there.
Okay, yeah. And if you're asking about what somebody said...
what did they say?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yeah, you...
can you think about when you'd use one and when you'd use the other?
I think generally you probably... use them interchangeably. It might depend on who you were talking with.